Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You better watch who you're talking about.
The inaugural Big Ten season for Oregon comes down to this.
What we've created so far this season is really special, but obviously there's still some things ahead of us.
This is Primetime on Big Ten Championship Week.
Brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here.
Whittington stays on his feet. Touchdown, Oregon.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on the Odyssey app and 1080.
You're making me uncomfortable.
The Fan.
Hello? Hey, what it do? Sorry, we were talking to Dusty there. He's a,
Boy, that really snuck up. I didn't hear an open.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, was my mic not on?
Your mic was not on.
It wasn't working.
Great, so now we're doing the red button.
It was on.
That's not on me.
Red button was on. Your mic was not potted up.
Oh, for God's sakes.
God!
We're off to a hell of a start.
You know what, though? What? This goes really well with what I was going to announce at the start of the program.
Excitement. All right. I didn't know we had big announcements.
Well, it's not a big announcement.
It's just an announcement.
I just want you to know that now that we're into December, I will be mailing it in for the next 30 days.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm excited about this. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. You know. And that probably means the show will get that much better.
Exponentially better.
So I just want you to know when December rolls around, although you guys probably already know this.
Yeah.
All bets are off in here.
It is true. No one knows who's coming, who's going.
Yep.
There is a holiday party today.
Yeah.
For the company.
Yeah.
Which
right in the middle of our show.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
That's the way it always is.
If you want to talk about a purpose pitch, you want to talk about a brush back, an FU from corporate to us. And I'm looking right at you, Ryan Cooley, who I think is now in charge.
I thought we were friends.
Yeah. I thought
Can
Cooley
I give them
was
a
cool.
Break, though?
Yeah.
I've got a little news on that.
You got a little something?
Well, okay. So they're going on the Portland Spirit.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
I would like to go on the Portland Spirit.
I love the Portland Spirit.
I would like to take a booze cruise around the fine Willamette.
For those of you that have never been on the Portland Spirit, I can see how you might be like, meh. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. I like a good river cruise. Whenever we go to New Orleans, we always do one of the Mississippi cruises.
Yeah.
And, you get the jazz band on there and, you have a few cocktails and maybe a little romance. You don't know.
So as the story goes.
I was planning on making out with you.
Kim, our old GM, who's now dead.
Rest in peace.
She planned it for they leave at 4:30 or something, and then they do the night cruise or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it lasts.
Something, man.
And then
it's literally 4 to 7, when we cannot
go. During the show. Yeah, so she originally made it so that we would just have today off.
Ah.
Yeah.
And yet,
But she left.
We don't have the day off.
And she probably doesn't care anymore about that.
Is this Cooley cracking the whip on us?
I don't think so. I just don't think anybody communicated. I'm sure it wasn't that high on her pass down list, you know?
Well, I will say, I take offense to this. Because when the entire company is invited to something, and last time I checked, I don't mean to pull an Ian Furness and cock of the walk this thing. But the biggest show here at Odyssey Portland is this one right here. And guess what's the only people who are not able to go to the Portland Spirit Cruise?
Yeah.
Realize everyone else in the company can go except for the three of us. And I say to Ryan Cooley, what the hell, man? I didn't know we were supposed to have the day off. I may just stop right now. If I'm supposed to have the day off, I don't even know what I'm doing.
I wouldn't blame you. Of course, I'd stay here and host the show for the people.
Well, of course.
I'm a man of the people.
As the true man of the people, the every man of the people, I don't have a high-end luxury brand like Asahi. Yeah. Now I'm forced, because when high-end luxury brand is staying here, now I'm forced to stay here and be a man of the people. And I don't want to be.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to be on the cruise.
Being a man of increase?
I could go either way. Like I said, I like the Portland spirit, but, you know, being here is fine, too.
But you don't like other people?
Well, it's not that. It's just, like I said, I could go either way.
Yeah.
Understand. And so here we are.
And here we are. Yes.
And rest in peace, Kim. And we have no leader.
No.
So that's part of the problem.
It is true. We are a bit of a rudderless ship right now.
And who knows when we'll get one. We're hoping that it's going to be Ryan Cooley.
I don't know. After this.
But we don't know.
Well, look.
Who the hell are you?
I penned a letter of support to one Ryan Cooley. To the powers that be. I'm thinking about withdrawing that at this point.
Yeah, you should.
I don't like this.
Rescind.
I'd rip
his ass, quite frankly.
What would you do if you rescinded your?
Well, I think I would have to send another one to Doug Abernathy, who is who I originally sent the message to.
Big D.
Big D. I think I may have to send another and be like, hey, everything I said, I take it back.
Well, don't you have to send it to in the subject line?
Yeah.
It would have to be all caps with asterisks saying recension.
Absolutely.
Disregard previous.
I like it. There disregard previous
email. There you go.
Yeah.
We'll circle back on this. But for the time being, I would like you to know that the last email I sent you was bullshit.
Yeah, I have access to new information, man. And let me tell you something. Ryan Cooley, not as cool as I originally thought. Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's all kind of gone.
Yeah.
It's all kind of gone to hell.
Probably.
And I imagine it only gets worse before it gets any better.
Hey, sports.
So here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
For the foreseeable future. Although, like I said,
it's December.
Yeah, so all bets are off. You could tune in one day and it's Schultzy and
you never know.
Cam Cleland. I don't know.
Look, at some point, I'm going to be drunk in Canada. So just be prepared for that. Whenever that happens.
Side note, ever eaten beaver?
Whoa.
Well,
that was one Cam Cleland.
Boy, how about that?
Was it?
Yeah.
Can you play that again?
I don't even know how to answer that question.
Side note, ever eaten beaver?
Yeah, okay.
And that was said sincerely. We were like talking about different game meats like elk and stuff like that, and that was a real question.
Have you?
I have not.
Anybody?
Again, it's a bit awkward, but in this context,
the animal.
No, I mean, I don't think I could eat beaver. I find beavers adorable.
I'd like that as a drop, please.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as it came out.
Thank you.
Well, you know, you see, there.
You couldn't get past the cute little teeth.
No, I struggle with it. Like,
you do that with all animals?
Right now I'm having a real hard time with octopus because I saw that my octopus teacher and they seem so smart and intelligent.
Well, they are.
And I struggle. And I struggle with pigs. That may be the one I struggle with the most because I love pigs.
Bacon?
I was at just any pork. I was at a bar this weekend and someone brought in an emotional support pig. And oh my God, it was the cutest thing. I felt terrible because it was a couple. And the guy clearly was pissed about people coming up to the pig. Because like his gal
what
was,
expect?
That's, I was a little bit like, I tried to buy him a drink. Because I felt bad because I was over there and like I was like, oh my God, can I see your pig? And the pig was just the cutest thing. It had a little t-shirt on. He worked security. The pig had a security shirt on. He worked security at Best Buy. And he was all burnt out because it was Black Friday. And you could tell he was just over the pig. And so I was like, hey, what if I bought you a drink? And he's like, no, just see the pig. And I felt bad. But like I see that pig. And then I'm going to struggle later that night eating delicious pork belly. Now I'll still eat it, but It's hard.
So you get over it pretty quick.
The pig is so delicious, but like something like a beaver or an octopus, it's not that delicious. Therefore, the delicious to guilt ratio, it tilts in favor of the exotic animal. Whereas the chicken, I don't care. Like, you just, chickens or whatever. But the beef and the pork, which I do have a lot of guilt for, they're just too tasty. But if they were less delicious, then yeah, I think I would go in a different direction.
Well, that's okay. So you're sitting there, somebody puts something in front of you and they say, hey, this is puppy.
Yeah.
This is puppy.
Or how about like a kangaroo? Have you ever seen a wallaby? Oh my God.
And you're like, well, I can't eat that. I love wallaby.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a real thing for me.
All you're saying for you to get over that is that if it tastes good, you're like, oh, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
And it won't stop you. It'll just give you pause.
Yeah. Because you'll try it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try it. I will.
So it really isn't a thing for you then.
I want it to be.
It's all about the taste.
Look,
you're trying to make this like, oh, I can't eat that. Yeah. I love octopus. Yeah. No, it's just that you don't necessarily like the taste of octopus. Therefore, you can blame it on the fact that you like octopus alive.
But that's not necessarily true because teppanyaki, the deep fried octopus balls in Japan.
You do like those.
Delightful.
Yeah.
Delightful. But I feel bad. To the point where if you said, hey, do you want some octopus balls? And by the way, it's not what you think. It's just fritter with octopus in there. I do. I feel bad. What's the, is it foie gras, the liver, where I can't do that. Like, they literally torture that poor bastard.
And I can because it's the most delicious thing on earth.
Can't do it.
Or one of them.
I can. It just, I feel bad. So I have, in a shocking development, I have a lot of hypocrisy in my animal hierarchy, but it does play a role in what I choose to eat. I struggle. And beaver, I find beaver to be adorable. They're cute as the dickens.
This goes back to my theory that it's all about the animal's tail, whether it's cute or not, because we think nutria are completely gross, but beaver can be kind of cute. Squirrels, very cute, but if you have a rat, it's totally gross.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's all about the tail.
It's all about the tail.
The tail does make a big...
The tail adds a cute character.
I have not heard of this theory.
If the possum had a raccoon tail, I would think completely differently about it.
Exactly right. That's another one.
But the possum has a rat tail, and it kind of makes it disgusting. I mean, look, it doesn't have a cute face either, but the tail really is the deal breaker in the possum in that it makes it look like a big rodent. And
yeah, the scaly, weird tail makes that those animals, meh.
Yeah, the big fluffy tail goes a long way into being cute.
Well, so why wouldn't then ducks and or beavers, not to make a football or sports pun there, why wouldn't they just grow rat tails?
To be less attractive on purpose?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be less attractive.
Why? You don't want to get eaten. So if I'm a duck, just get a hairy tail. Wait. You know what I mean? Like, grow a rat tail.
I'm not sure that's the way evolution works, but
I don't think that's their choice.
I understand where you're going.
Well, but I think that is how evolution works. It's like, oh man, we're getting they got eaten so much.
The predators love us too much. Yeah, we need a gross tail.
We have to gross them out.
Yeah.
So maybe we're going to grow. I think that's the definition of evolution. So
I don't know. Like, we don't eat. I mean, it's true. Like, we don't eat squirrels. Squirrels should be the easiest thing to eat, and we don't.
Are they gross? And there's probably not a lot of fat on them, not a lot of meat on them.
I don't know. I've never thought about eating a squirrel. You know, I killed one the other day, and I felt terrible. I believe that a squirrel committed suicide to me, and it was traumatic. That squirrel wanted to die, because I've got to deal with the squirrels. Like, in the Secanic backyard, where anything goes, we got rabbits, ravens, possums, raccoons, you name it. We got everything back there. Bunnies. Me and the squirrels have an understanding. Like, I love the squirrel. I protect the squirrel from my dog. I got no beef with the squirrel. I'm driving, and the squirrel runs out in front of my car, and I stop. I don't swerve. I stop. I am friend of the squirrel. And I stop. The squirrel runs out from underneath my car, and then as I start going, guess what that son of a bitch did? He jumped right back in front of my car. And I tried to stop, and no.
Got him.
I think he committed suicide. That squirrel.
Were you waiting for him to run out and then you didn't see him, and then you're like, ugh.
Well, and then I looked.
You feared the worst.
I looked in the back.
Like, so you did go.
Well, yeah.
And you said you stopped.
No, I did stop. So, but it was too late. Like, he was in front of me. He ran out in front of me. I stopped. He kept going. like after I stopped, and I was like, okay, I'm clear. So then I started going again, and that's when he jumped back in front of my car, like running back across the street. I hit the brakes and I didn't see him again. And I was like, yeah, crap. So after like 10 seconds, I just kept going. God, and sure awful. Enough, in the rearview mirror, there he was. And I wasn't awful. That squirrel, it was like a suicide by police where people do it on person. That squirrel had had enough of squirrel life. And I did not appreciate that he chose to end it underneath the wheel of my vehicle. And now I got to go explain to the other squirrels now, hey, man, I'm still cool with the squirrel. I want no squirrel beef. And now I got squirrel beef. And it was right in front of my house.
If you ate the squirrel, would it be you eat what you kill?
Yeah, probably. I probably should have.
It falls under the flag of conservation at that point.
I probably should have, but I'm not going to lie. The squirrel was in rough shape.
Well, clean it up.
I don't even know what squirrel tastes like, but I'm guessing it's not that delicious.
It must not be, because if it were, we'd eat it.
Yeah. I've had I've had varmint, like when in the Far East, when you travel to places like in the Philippines and stuff, like they eat varmints and it's.
My guess is it's like a little bit like quail, where if it's done really great, it's probably fine, but it's just a lot of work for not very much.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But like if you're in a Bear Grylls sort of situation, I think the squirrel is pretty simple.
Now the human, somebody is asking, if you were to be served human, would they have to be an ugly person for you to get over this supposed hurdle that you claim to have?
I think it would be easier.
Or would you expect a hot to be more delicious?
Well, no, I would think the ugly is more delicious because you got the marble effect. It's like getting a ribeye.
Well, you're assuming they're fat.
Well, yeah, I would assume.
No.
What about an ugly skinny person?
Yeah. Could just be an ugly person. Why are not all ugly people are fat?
Look, I'll tell you this right now.
Good grief.
I do think it'd be easier to eat an ugly person. I do. If you laid out, like, let's say, like, Brad Pitt and, like, I don't know, like Megan Fox were there dead, and then you had, like, Danny DeVito and, like, Rhea Perlman, I think you're probably eating DeVito and Rhea Perlman.
I'm going with
you going Buck's with the Hots?
Theory. I'm going with Buck's theory.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd feel a little weird eating the Hots.
I feel like Megan puts better stuff in her body.
There's a lot of plastic in there, though.
Yeah, but you don't have to eat that part.
I don't know. Again,
I mean, there's parts of Danny you're not eating.
That's probably true. But a nice rump roast?
I don't think you've thought this through.
I think I'm taking the uglier person. It's true. The uglier animal tends to be, I think, more delicious.
And it is true, this text here. Well, it's just the people are out there today. It's December. They're firing off texts on the Vancouver Ford text line.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already in December mode here.
Welcome to it.
And he says, Jason is the king of I would be a good person, but...
Yeah.
And this is true.
It is true.
And this is another one that falls into this category.
I want to be a good person. I do. But...
That's
why I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. They've got that whole 144,000. And this is why I think Jehovah's Witnesses are really the most narcissistic people in the history of the world. You know, they believe only 144,000 people are going to heaven, and that's of all time, right? All the people that have ever lived. There's like
Does that number ever change?
No, 144. That is a definitive number.
1,000.
Yeah, 144,000. So you have to bet that you're one of the most righteous and best 144,000 people. Are you kidding me? I'm not even one of the best 144,000 Jasons that have ever lived.
Well, they don't pick the best, though.
Well,
do they?
They pick the most righteous. Yeah, well, guess what? I'm in that same category.
Right.
144,000. I'm not betting on me.
Well,
I need better odds.
I wouldn't bet on you either, but they are trying to live a life that makes them presentable to be one of the 144,000
people. Well, so am I, but I'm still not making it.
You are not.
I'm trying.
You are not.
I am trying.
You couldn't be further from that.
I beg to differ. I'm trying.
No, you're not.
So you said they're trying,
not
and
like
so
them.
Am I.
Not like
I'm
them.
I'm just not trying. I'm bad.
It depends on what the criteria is and what the checklist is once you get up there.
Yeah. I don't care.
Assuming it's up there.
Look, all I know is whatever checklist they have, and if the bet is that I am one of those elites, no. I'm going to find another line to get into. I don't like that line at all. You think about the number, you have to be like 0.0001% of the 1%. And that's not me. I'm more of a meaty part of the bell curve kind of guy.
All right. Well,
trying, but falling short.
Yeah, very short. There you go, guys.
But I didn't eat the squirrel. I don't think I could eat beaver.
Can I get that one more time?
I don't think I could eat beaver.
Fantastic.
Mm. Ho, ho, ho. That one, I do love that one.
That's
one of my,
Schultzy.
It's one of my favorite new drops is the Schultzy evil Santa.
Schultzy bad Santa drop, I think.
You know, we got to get into Christmas mode here. It's like December 2nd already.
Huh? Oh, yeah, man.
You know?
Trees going up.
Because the late Thanksgiving, let's get going here.
Let's get going.
All right. You want to talk some sport?
Yeah, why not? We want to start.
Why not?
Sports.
Well, we're going to start with the weekend. Well, it was a really long weekend. Like, that was a lot of football.
That was a lot of football.
To the point where even last night, I'm like, oh,
it wasn't even a weekend. That was like a
Yeah, it was like 4 days.
Yeah.
And last night, I was sitting there going, oh, God, we got another one. I was like, ah, more sports.
Sports.
Jesus.
It's a rough gambling weekend.
Oh, dear. Was it?
Thanksgiving didn't treat me well. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's talk about it.
Never hedge your, I guess I should say, double down to try to make up for past losses.
No, that's one of the big no-nos.
Miami Dolphins did me in twice. It's not good. It's not good.
All right. Well, got a poll question ready for you. And we'll talk about that in the weekend and last 4 days that was in football next on The Fan.
Big deal.
Famous Jameis strolling in with his Letterman's jacket on. Where are you supposed to? Is that you think that's
being a
high
man
school?
Increase?
Yeah, it's probably just a fashion thing.
You think?
Yeah, like if you've seen
is that,
that's
better or worse than wearing your actual letter.
Oh, that's Letterman's jacket. That's way, way better.
Oh, it's better.
Yes.
So but, wait,
if you're just wearing, like, I'll tell you right now, not that it would fit, but if there was a you went to Salina East or West?
Ah.
Was it Central? I forget.
I believe it was Salina Central.
The Salina Central Mustangs. Thank you.
If there was a Salina, like if I'm roaming eBay, yeah, and I saw a size 50 Salina Central Mustangs Letterman jacket, like circa like 1994.
Yeah.
I S.U. not, I'm buying that.
Well, then why don't you just ask me? I have one. It's at my parents' house.
Yeah. It's not.
You can have it.
It's not going to fit.
It might.
What, you were you 260 pounds in high school?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, probably not.
My brother was a fatty, though.
Well, there you go. See, like that, I would wear that, and I would wear it proudly, and I would think that thing is awesome. Now, me wearing a Mountain View Thunder, oh, my God.
Because like, that's yours? You
yes.
Can't...
Look, if I ever saw someone wearing, like, their own Letterman jacket, there is nothing lamer. Why don't you wear your high school class ring while you're at it, for God's sakes? Unless you went to Annapolis, you better not be wearing a class ring. But yeah, someone else, I could see that being kind of a fun little, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Letterman's jacket that was, but
I don't know.
He's rocking one.
A year or two ago, there was a little Letterman jacket stir because Darren Waller posted some like emotional video on Twitter, and his jacket on the back said Beaverton, Oregon Falcons, and that's not a school with a mascot. So it was some designery thing that he probably paid $600 for. But
see, I think that's worse.
Yeah. It's weird.
Well,
like, it's not even a real place.
There
it's
is
a fictitious jacket.
That's stupid.
Yeah, there's like a whole market for it. I was at a secondhand store once, and I found an old Letterman sweater, like Grease. And it was beat. I mean, it was from like 1960 something. I mean, it was pretty beat up, but oh my God, that thing was awesome. And it fit. I was like, dude, there was no fat people back in the day, but I'm like, that thing fit. And I was so pumped up for it. They wanted like $400 for that thing. I was like, are you kidding me? And they're like, no, these are very popular. So there is a, yeah, that's like a, it's a fashion thing.
Huh. Okay. Well, as a leader of a very up and coming
high end.
I was gonna say, I need a
Isachi
Letterman jacket.
Yeah, quite frankly, I think. Well, ideas are already flowing in my in my design brain.
Yeah, the Salina Central Mustang jackets.
I just have to tell you, because people listen to, you know, they listen to Versace, right?
Yeah.
On this topic, I think it's better to just wear your own Letterman jacket than wear some fake designer one. I think that's stupid.
Well, I do not have a, I never got a high school Letterman jacket. I do have four BYU Letterman jackets. We got one every year.
I think it'd be cool if you rock that.
And I've never worn it.
Yeah.
Now that's interesting. I thought you usually just got like an extra little patch or something for every year. You got four separate jackets?
Yeah, four separate jackets. And each year it's got another, it's got a bar on it. So my senior one is the only one I kept. I gave the other ones away to family members. So mine has the four gold bars. But I've never once worn it. It just sits in a...
Well, and it seems like you would just, you know, you wouldn't have any use for the other three once you got the fourth one.
Well, I don't have any use for it. What am I...
Yeah, I mean... Why four? That seems like a lot.
How dumb am I? If I'm wearing, like, I went to a bar to watch the Arizona State BYU game, am I really going to walk into a bar wearing that? Like, are you, like, I can't.
Well, not
think
for
of,
the game, maybe.
I can't think of anything douchier.
But I think it'd be cool if you, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like I said, I think it's better than just some designer Letterman's jacket. And then people would be like, oh, what's that? Oh, I don't know. I got it for $650 off of Darren Waller's website.
That's
like,
true.
Come on. If it's like, yeah, I played at BYU. I know you don't, that's why you don't wear it. Because you don't want that conversation.
Yes.
And I totally understand that.
Yeah.
But for those that would or didn't mind, don't mind that.
Yeah.
I think that's better and more authentic than...
I'm just weird about... I've always been weird about that stuff.
Plus, that's a real waste of the school's tidings. giving
true.
You four... All those guys, four different Letterman's
it
jackets.
It did seem
it's
a bit...
ridiculous.
Well, to be fair, you got to choose.
Absurd.
You could do... Every year that you lettered, you got an option. You could do a blanket, a jacket, or... There was something else. And I always chose the jacket because... What the hell am I going to do with a, you know, a blanket?
They had the leather sleeves.
Yeah, and I would just give them to, I gave one to each one of my dads and, you know, so I don't know. It's like, they all think it's cool. I think my daughter has my senior one. And even though it's like a 4XL, she wears it sometimes during the winter and she thinks it's cool.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah.
It's vintage.
Yeah.
All right, you guys ready for some sports talk?
Sports.
Right here on The Fan. Well, it's too late. We have to go to a break.
Damn it.
Let's do our poll question coming up next, okay? Let me just tell you the question. Who blew it most?
I'll ruminate on it.
Yeah. Who blew it most?
Oh, there's only one answer to that. I mean, it's not even close.
Is it Ohio State?
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, Eberflus is on there.
I don't care. No one blew it more than the Ohio State Buckeyes.
All right, we'll get to that next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, well, if you weren't with us last week, we were not here Thursday. We were eating turkey.
I was not eating turkey.
Well, you were eating Asian turkey.
I was eating pork. Spicy bulgogi.
Yeah, Asian turkey.
Yeah, it was way better than white people turkey.
And we were not here Friday because that was Black Friday. We were shopping.
I'm proud to say that I didn't buy a single thing on Black Friday or Cyber Monday.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. Never do.
No, I leave that to the BTJ.
I think it's kind of dumb to have just one day where you buy stuff.
I mean, if you get a good deal.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, it depends on the deals, but
I bought nothing.
I'm a man of convenience.
I'm a man of increase. I'm not a man of shopping.
If I need
being
something.
Being a man of increase?
I am going to buy it at the time that I need it.
I understand where you're coming
from. Not just because there's a deal on it.
I appreciate that. Plus, let's be honest, 20% does not get my attention.
No.
You start throwing a Black Friday 50% off, hey, I'll pay attention. But 20? Get out of here. No time for that.
Yeah, Meat got a new TV.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, they do have, like, for stuff like that, there's big deals.
Except that, and I think he got a great deal on it, and it looks really nice.
Sure.
It's one of those that's super thin, and it comes with the frame around it, so it looks really cool. Yeah. But I thought it was going to be $400.
Yeah.
And then I go over there. I'm like, oh, that's cool. For $400, it's a great deal. He's like, no, $800.
All of a sudden,
yeah,
not so cool.
Here you go. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think he got a good deal. It's just that...
Didn't blow you away,
that's
did
the other thing that happens. It's like, okay, I got a budget of $400, but wait, this one's 45% off, but it's $800. I can't afford not to buy it. But yes, you can. You know?
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I'm well aware.
We know how this consumerism works.
No one loves
Can't the, fool me.
No one loves the I can't afford to not buy it at such a good deal than my special lady. She lives and dies with that.
A lot of good deals out there.
A lot of good deals.
Got to spend the dough.
Yeah.
So, poll question on X at 1080 Fan. So, all of that to tell you that we did not have a poll question last week to review here. Yeah. So, we start fresh here on Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. And the question is, on X at 1080 The Fan, who blew it most? Ohio State, Eberflus, Miami up 21-0, or Georgia Tech up 17-0?
Yeah, look, there's a boner to be had in every one of these. Eberflus is going to get fired anyways, whatever. Georgia Tech... I can't believe you let that thing get away from you, but it is Georgia. It's a superior team. I didn't like that Georgia Tech just didn't go for two. As that thing kept going for Georgia Tech, that was worse and worse.
Agreed, 100%, especially because the quarterback draw was working so well.
Exactly.
For
him. Just end it right there. Win or lose, what are you playing for? You got nothing. This is just to see if you can knock off Georgia. And so that, you know, whatever, it would have been a big upset. And Miami, welcome to Mario Cristobal. Nothing surprises me about that. I mean,
we just rolled, brother.
No. And by the way, Miami probably still ends up making the playoff, or at least has a solid shot at it, the way the committee has liked them. I personally, I would keep them out, but we'll see about that. Ohio State, they lost to a team. If I told you that arguably the best team in the country, the second best team in the country, only behind Oregon, that you lost to by 1 point, that a lot of people think you should have won that game, right? At their place, the most hostile environment that you can get. And you lost to a 6-5 team that had a quarterback that went 9-16 for 62 yards and 2 picks, and you lost that game? Are you kidding me? I'm sorry. I have never been one to say that you should get rid of Ryan Day. I think it's absurd. He doesn't lose to teams not named Ohio State, and now apparently Oregon. He has been absolutely phenomenal there. Ryan Day is a good coach. But at some point, dude, you were born on third base, and you can't get it home. And now this, I mean, the last four games against Michigan, and you lost to this Michigan team, which isn't even good. Like, this isn't not like not an elite team. This is a bad offensive football team, and overall a very average football team. And you lost at home, and then you had your team start a fight in the middle of the field, which, that's the very fine people on both sides. But have you seen the video of Ryan Day being a bitch at the end of that thing? Yeah. Go watch how Steve Sarkisian or anyone else handled that, and then Ryan Day, who stood there with his thumb crammed somewhere. For the very first time, I will say that the people that are calling for his head, this is the only time I will say this, they are not being irrational. They have a Ryan Day problem at Ohio State right now, because that may be good 99 places out of 100, but you aren't 99 places out of 100. You're Ohio State. This is the John Cooper sort of stuff.
So going 1-4 against your rival is fireable?
I think...
You think that's a fireable offense?
I think the way this one went down, and the continued inability to adjust, and the lack of leadership, I think, at the end of that. And by the way, this is arguably the most expensive team ever assembled. And yet you continue in these 50-50 games to not be able to pull it out at the end. I don't think it's necessarily a fireable offense because Ryan Day is a really good coach. But let's also realize that there have been times where someone is really good and they're just not good enough. I look back to Tony Dungy in Tampa when they went out and got John Gruden. This does happen. When you say, hey, this guy has been phenomenal. And you know what? He's just not the right guy to get us over the hump. And you move on and you go to someone else. And I'm not saying that you just blatantly do this. And I'm not even saying that you should fire him. I have always thought that getting rid of Ryan Day was a ludicrous statement. And today, just today, for the first time, I don't think that it is out of left field when someone at Ohio State says, I think that we could do better than this.
Yeah, you better have a good idea of who you're going to go get.
Yes.
And I think Vrabel is the name that's already out there popping up because he went there and had success in the NFL. I mean, I don't know if that is better.
But I saw a recent video of him that leads me to believe there's no chance he goes back to college. It was him doing an interview talking about the difference between them, and he was complaining to high heaven about all the hoops that college coaches have to jump through compared to the pro coaches. That seems unlikely.
Yeah, he's got more of that Jim Harbaugh vibe.
Sure. Yeah, and I can see that. So like I said, I'm not saying to clear him out. I'm not saying that you just you do it for the sake of doing it. And it doesn't sound like, by the way, their AD is very interested in doing that. They'd have to write him a big check anyways. I think it is just, there are times when games cost you jobs. And I think the way that game went, the way it was game planned, the way it was executed, the way it ended, the lack of leadership towards the way that was handled, all of that. And Ryan Day, to me, just seems like a guy who is a good coach that got put into arguably the best situation in college football, and he's good enough to maintain it, but I'm just not certain that he's good enough to get over the hump. And by the way, they're still going to make the playoff, and so Ryan Day can give us all a big old, you know,
well, F-U. I was going to say, what does he have to do to save his gig?
I'll tell you
Does he have to win the title?
I think he has to win more than one game. Because let's say he gets Boise State at the beginning. That doesn't you have to win. You have to go into one of these games and beat another big-time team in order for me. If he goes one and done and gets bounced, then yes, I think it's fair for Ohio State to look at this and be like, can we do better than this? And then, by the way, if the answer is no, then you don't do it. Like, you don't just fire him and then say, hey, we'll go find our next guy. But if you aren't actively looking around and asking yourself, with all of our resources, with the name we have, with the money we can spend, can we do better than this? If you aren't asking that question today at Ohio State, remember after the Oregon game, there was that big fan discourse about how Ohio State has lost its way and it is not the same environment as Oregon, and Oregon has passed them over. You got to be real careful having this, we're Ohio State, therefore we don't do things the way other people do it. That's how you end up getting passed up. And that's how you allow the same crappy thing to keep happening to you. And I think if you're Ohio State, you do have to ask yourself the question, can we do better?
All right, who blew it most? Eberflus, and I could vote for that one easily, which we'll have a whole segment on that later in the show. Ohio State, Miami up 21-0, Georgia Tech up 17-0. Miami, you know, Cristobal was down 7. They were up 21-0, but at one point in the game, though, late in the game, they were down 7, fourth and goal from the 10, and he took 3 points. Yep.
Dude, there isn't a coach.
Oh, we just rolled, brother.
Day thing. There is not a coach at a big time program that I trust less than Mario Cristobal.
Yeah, I'd have to think about that.
Find me another one that in a moment I trust less.
I'm thinking.
It's a good challenge.
It is a good challenge.
That dude. Which is why I'm not surprised that they screwed it up. I'm like, yeah, welcome to Miami.
Yeah, Ryan Syracuse. Day comes to mind. But but yeah, he took the 3, which I think, again, it's all about what type of game you're in. Like, if your defense is playing like Oregon's was against Wisconsin late in that game, I think it's easier to take the 3.
Yeah.
But what the hell is he doing betting on that defense?
I don't know.
They hadn't stopped a nosebleed all year.
Exactly. And so now he just thinks, hey,
we'll stop him.
Yeah, good luck. His in-game decision making, I just would love, you know, like sometimes when you like the Simpsons, like they show like Homer Simpson's brain in there and like what his thought process is. And it's just like a monkey, like banging two cymbals together. I would love to be inside his head and see and hear his thought process as he goes through these in-game decisions, because they just baffle me.
All right. Well, we'll pick it back up next with our college football Russian window plunge. We have Ohio State, Michigan talk. How much blame should fall on the shoulders of Chip Charles Kelly? Remember that guy?
I do.
Remember him?
Yeah. They lost to a team that threw for 62 yards.
Yeah, I know. But
62 yards.
I would also like, but look, let's cover every aspect of it. And there
I'd
is
like
another
to cover 62 yards.
There's another aspect of it. There's another guy who I don't, who is going to escape. Yeah, all the ire is directed at Ryan Day.
Yes.
And rightly so. Yes. But there's another guy, not even Chip Kelly, another one that I'm looking at going, what's up with that guy? So let's cover
it
all.
I know where you're going with that, and I've got some ire for him too.
Yeah, let's cover it all. We'll do that coming up next on The Fiend. All right, this begins our college football Russian window plunge, and it will be long and winding, as there's a lot to discuss, but we're
Did you say Russian window plunge?
Correct.
Okay.
I like it. Hey, it's your window daddy.
And I think you all know what I'm referring
to. It's a different kind of window daddy out in Russia, I'll tell you that.
Well, look, we got a lot to get to, but we're just going to take it slow. We're going to, you know, it might even take us 3 days. I don't know, but we don't. You know, look, we like to meander here. Okay, so we've started talking about Ohio State, Michigan. That was the big one. That was the shocker. Michigan beat them 13-10.
Yeah,
and I got to tell you, live on the air, I loved every minute of it. It was so great watching Ohio State gack that game away.
Then we got guys getting maced after the game. What the hell?
Yeah, I think part of the college football Russian window plunge will be its own segment on flag planting, which has become a thing now.
Hey, no one in this sports world takes flags more seriously than we do. We love our flag talk.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we'll have that, too. We'll get to it all.
Flags, pitchforks.
Yeah, flags! The whole thing.
But
yeah, trucks, balls, yeah!
Keeping to the theme of the game, well, one, I think Ohio State lost for a lot of reasons. One is, as you have pointed out, and I think we lost sight of this because Ohio State, it didn't. Oh, they played Indiana, and it wasn't a factor. But Indiana doesn't have the athletes that Michigan does, particularly on defense.
Michigan has the best D-line in the country.
Yeah, and exactly. And that's what you have pointed out, that Ohio State's injuries on the offensive line, that's a problem. Now, the reason we forgot about it is because Indiana couldn't exploit that.
Nope.
But Michigan uniquely equipped to exploit that because, as everybody knows, no, they can't score, but their defensive front is one of the best in the country. And that was a matchup nightmare.
Yeah.
And we all probably should have seen that, but we kind of forgot about it because, one, we were like, oh, Ohio State's way better than Michigan this year, and it's revenge, and they're going to kick their ass because we just expect Ohio State to do that. But if you really looked at that game, X's and O's wise, that was a problem for Ohio State.
Ohio State ran the ball for 3 yards carry.
Well, exactly. I mean, you knew, like, how were they going to combat that? Yeah. I mean, they've just had two of their two best offensive linemen are hurt and done for the year.
And the rest reshuffled,
And they've had to reshuffle it, and they had to do it for one game against Indiana, which, again, in the first half against Indiana, they tried to lose that one, too.
Yep.
It was just, over time, their athletes, they had better players than Indiana, that showed.
Yep.
But against Michigan, especially Michigan's defense, you don't. They're right there with you. So that was a problem. The second reason they lost is Ryan Day. I just don't think he's that good. I would advocate getting rid of him if you can get Dan Lanning, get Dan Lanning. There's probably a list of four or five guys that you could get to replace Ryan Day, and you're happy about that. If you can't get any of them, I think you stick with Ryan Day. And I think you're right that you have to let this play out. Ryan Day's still going to get in the tournament, and let's see if they make a run. And if they do, you'll forget about the Michigan game.
Yep.
But the other thing that I wanted to bring up that I think is important to note is that I think Ohio State's quarterback sucks. Will Howard is not very good. He turned it over twice. Yeah. In that
horrible picks,
and I get it that they're having offensive line issues and they're playing a very tough defense, but dude, that guy, I saw a stat that everybody thought he was such an upgrade over Kyle McCord. They ran Kyle McCord out of there. Kyle McCord now goes to Syracuse and starts slinging it all over the place. Well, Will Howard's QBR is the exact same as Kyle McCord's at Ohio State.
Yeah.
They're the same quarterback.
Yeah.
And think about how much we were like, the quarterback's holding Ohio State back last year. Quarterback's holding Ohio State back. Well, I think he's doing it to him this year.
Well, it was interesting. When they went out and got Will Howard from Kansas State, I remember having that conversation and being like, I know Will Howard's good in Kansas State, but he's more of a runner than he is a thrower, and you have the best receiving core in the country. And it was like, is that the best Ohio State can do? Again, I just thought that was a little weird, but but you know, they were rolling there, and Will Howard is okay. Like against Oregon, I thought Will Howard played really well. But again, that was when they had, you know, more of their offensive line and they had more of a run game. I think what you've seen is when the Ohio State run game isn't working, Will Howard cannot have the game on his shoulders. And I do think that Chip Kelly and company ran the most conservative game plan known to man because of the way that Will Howard was playing. When they had the second Will Howard interception, which was just
brutal.
What are you doing?
Dude, that was the big one.
It was killer. It was 10-10.
Yes.
And he threw that pick, and it was like, what in God's
name? Was that the one on
doing?
The goal line?
Yes. And then
he threw it right to the guy.
Yeah. They were like the Michigan, like they were at the, they snapped it like the Michigan 15 or whatever. And then Michigan gave it right back because, dude, Warren's like, whoa, 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 you think you have a crappy quarterback? Isn't it amazing that between Michigan and Ohio State, like, you don't have a quarterback that can throw a football? And so they get it back. And they got it back first and 10 at the Michigan 16. And they ran a BS run, which they hadn't been able to run the ball all game. And then they had that stupid tight end throwback, which again is basically just a run that went nowhere. And then on third and 10 at the 16, I don't know if you remember this series. Ran a draw. They ran a freaking draw. And guess where it went? Nowhere. You ran a draw into the two best defensive tackles in the country, and you're like, well, we'll just line up and kick our 34-yard field goal. Wrong, because my man shanks it.
He missed it, yeah. He missed two, right?
Yes. That was Ohio State saying, our offense sucks, but Michigan's sucks even worse. Realize up until that point that the only points that Michigan had was the turnover inside the five, where they had to go 5 yards, and then the other one where they had a 5-yard drive and then kicked a 50-plus yard field goal. So that's Ryan Day and company being like, we think Michigan's offense is so bad, we don't need to score points. You played conservatively, you got a pucker factor, and then ended up biting you in the ass. And when you play conservative and scared, I mean, that's the guy that you went out and handpicked. You've got the best receiving core in the country. And when you did that, when I was watching that game and I saw that play call, I said, they're going to lose this game. I said, they're absolutely going to lose this game because they're scared.
They were choking.
And you know who isn't scared when they get into deep water? Michigan, because that's all Michigan does is they try to muddy up that game and get you into a one possession game in the fourth quarter and physically beat you up. That is an Ohio State choke job. And for everyone from Michigan's side that loves to talk about how soft Ohio State is, I always laugh at that because Ohio State is usually so talented. Again, I just think they lost that game because they were scared, conservative, soft, and Will Howard picked a really bad day to have arguably the worst game he's had as an Ohio State.
You could argue they have some offensive issues.
Yes.
And it wasn't just Michigan that, no. I mean, like Oregon didn't have that much problem against Michigan's defense.
No.
You know?
No, it's Ohio's, a good defense, but not
It
not
is
to
a
this.
Good defense, but Ohio State has some offensive issues. Yes. They really do. And yes. And Michigan exploited that. And
I just think against better defenses, and this is why I think they're in trouble in the playoff, if you get a good D line.
Yeah. And Texas against, has a killer one.
Dude, if Texas Georgia has one. If Texas played Ohio State or they play, you know, one of these teams, they play Oregon again, this reshuffled O-line where you've got two backups, your two All-Americans are out, and you've got three other guys playing out of position.
Well, you'd have at least, so actually.
They're in trouble.
Well, yeah, they're in a lot of trouble because I'm going through the teams in my head. I think Penn State beats them.
Yes.
I think Tennessee beats them. I think Tennessee's defense is killer.
Yes.
I think that Texas beats them. I think Georgia beats them. Oregon beats them. Yeah. And there was one other one. Oh, Notre Dame beats them. That's seven of the teams right there.
I think Ohio State's got real issues. If that's the Will Howard and that's your run game, and that's what I've been saying all along, I need to see this O-line. And I wanted to see it against Michigan. If that's their take Will Howard out of it. If that is their offensive line and the way they're going to be able to run the ball, Ohio State will be one and done in the playoff. And that's a shame because that's a really, really good team. And their defense played lights out. Their defense has played much better. They've got great skill positions, but they have a quarterback that cannot overcome bad O-line play. And right now they have bad O-line play. And for all that money they spent, they went and got the wrong quarterback. Cam Ward on this team.
Ooh.
And you got
that would have been dangerous.
Wasn't he almost at Ohio State?
They were talking about it. And they went with Will Howard. Yeah. Cam Ward on this team. Look, you bought the wrong Dylan Gabriel on this team. And look, Dylan Gabriel is a good quarterback. Dylan Gabriel is not Bo Nix. He's not Michael Penix. He's a solid college quarterback that doesn't make a lot of mistakes. Dylan Gabriel on this team is a different animal. They, for all that money they spent, spent the money poorly on the most important position.
All right, our college football Russian window plunge continues next, along with our Stock Watch on The Fan.